Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, comedian Matt Holt, snakes, and love advice from Ali Breen. It's all coming up next.
High five myself, no friends.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And our guest, traveling comedian Matt Holt. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
In the interview loft?
No. I feel like I'm elevated.
He's sitting right here in a chair with us. Same level. Stop it. Can I talk to you?
Oh, sure. Maybe make lunch plans or something. Yeah, no. Why are you holding the crowbar?
Hey, where are you going with that crowbar? Let's go back to Christy in the news desk, and we'll let Matt chime in if he'd like. Okay, Matt?
Sure. Wow. This is different. Okay. All right.
You go right ahead. Hold on. Say whatever on your mind, Matt.
Hey, this is working, too. All right. Yeah.
Everything's working, baby.
Well.
We had a frog earlier. Now we have a snake. TSA officials at Newark Airport report a passenger forgot their snake at a security checkpoint Monday.
Let's see. Phone, wallet, keys.
Where's my
snake?
15-inch long snake was discovered by a young girl who alerted a TSA officer. A gray checkpoint bin was placed over the snake and the security lane was temporarily closed while Port Authority police took the reptile away. New Jersey Federal Security Director Tom Carter said that the owner of the snake should not call them or expect to be reunited.
Ooh. Now, Matt,
we've already whipped it into the woods.
Yes.
Matt, I don't know if you know this, but Josh Arnold, former snake owner.
Yeah. Really? I didn't know you had a ponytail.
I did not. That's one of the snake owner stereotypes. I did not have, but
wow.
I did.
What kind of snake did you have?
A ball python.
All right. I don't know. Green would work. I don't know my snakes.
A ball python.
Yeah, because they tend to ball up.
How big was it? What did it weigh?
I got it as a baby.
Did you wrap it around your wrist and wear it around?
Well, I didn't know. It was always, I never took it out of the house. It was always in, apartment.
So it would go like this. You would go home after a hard day at work.
Yeah.
Get your snake out of the tank.
Just lay with it on the couch.
Go sit on the couch, watch TV.
My brother drunkenly laid with it on the couch, and we lost it for a week.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Joey Wednesday?
Johnny.
I would never sleep.
Yeah, we didn't care.
Well, they're little. They're not
we weren't afraid
hurt
of it. At that point, it was probably 2 feet long.
Yeah. Oh. And they're only about that big in diameter.
If you have a snake in your house, there's no worry about a girl being afraid because she's not coming over.
That's true.
Didn't have mice.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But we had there were girls over there. We just didn't mention the snake.
Wow. Okay.
Would you do that? Let somebody come over and tell them there might be a snake crawling around the place.
What is that? It's not a snake. I can tell you that.
It's a penis.
Well.
How long did you have the... I'm fascinated by
a couple
it.
Years. And then I full, moved, and my brother grown? John really liked the snake. And so he kept it, but then his girlfriend moved in, and the snake
a sensible individual.
Died like 2 or 3 days later. The snake she hated with a passion.
On her watch.
She killed it.
I think she killed it.
How do you kill
and
a
now
snake?
When I bring it up to her, they're now married, and I say, remember that snake you killed? And she just kind of laughs.
Oh.
Has never said I didn't kill it.
How would you kill a snake?
I don't know. I don't know. You
choke it?
Isn't it like something like put a marshmallow in the tank and they eat it and it swells up and suffocates them or something?
All those little silica gel packets.
Yeah,
it's Mentos.
Oh,
dries out, dries out your snake.
No, I don't know. I just made it up right
that's
here.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone
like
will email.
That sounds like that would work.
Yeah.
Though, marshmallow
may have sewn
it.
Up a little mouse suit with arsenic or something.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
You see her at the sewing machine humming a little song. Yeah, this will do it.
Mm-hmm. What was your snake's name?
It's got to be a good mouse.
Sigourney Weaver.
Snake.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, yeah. That was
really?
The name of my snake.
That's,
yeah.
That's a wordy mouth. Wordy mouth. That's a wordy name for a snake.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he come when you called him?
We don't know if it was. We never found out if it was. It hadn't been sexed. Apparently, it's very difficult to sex a snake.
Well.
For you, baby.
You have the right music and the right
liquor. Crazy. It's a crazy ordeal.
Roxy Music's Avalon. So we're not too sure.
They don't have legs to pull apart, so you can't.
That's true. That's a good point.
I think there's a little door.
There is. Yeah.
Where their sex equipment is.
Yeah.
On snakes.
Yeah. It is kind of like
a hatch.
I dated
a girl that had her sex equipment behind a door.
Behind the green door.
Yeah, the green.
Was there a green door?
It was green.
Police have arrested six people, including a couple in their 80s, after getting reports of lewd and sexual activity in a public park in Fairfield, Connecticut. Oh. The park is known as the Grace Richardson Open Space.
Poor Grace.
Wow. Her family's so proud of that memorial.
Yes.
All of those arrested were charged with breach of peace. That's all I have. I know nothing more in
this
story.
How are they spelling peace?
I don't know what they were doing.
One of the couples was in their 80s.
Yes.
In the park?
What lewd and sexual activity? Ooh. I need to find out.
Humping.
Kissing.
Man, that's a lot of tongue action, I'm guessing, probably.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, you can get those teeth out in your 80s.
Well, I think we've come a long way in dentistry. I don't think everybody has dentures.
Or a denture problem. I think the advances in denture cream alone, they're staggering. I think the dentures stay in the way they're supposed to.
You can bite an apple now. Of course you can kiss.
Oh, I read this in your book, Oral Appliances and the History of
Dentistry Through the Ages. That's my new book, yeah.
Six people between the ages of 62 and 85 were arrested. Wow.
So they were essentially having an orgy?
This is, and you know today is National Senior Citizens Day. Maybe they were celebrating early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you do in that case if you're a policeman? Do you, part of you, good for them, but then.
Yeah. Folks, please, come on, man. You got to take it indoors.
I see Godwin doing that any day.
Doing what?
Going out
getting
to a park and getting caught.
I love out the park sex.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. I love stuff like that.
Wait,
in
a car?
In the park.
Doesn't the slide get hot?
On a bench or...
It does. Not at night. Not at night.
You like
down.
A bench or a blanket or what do you like?
On the grass.
What?
Really?
Bare
Pat,
ass.
How often
bare
have you made love in the park?
Once when I was in my 20s.
Yeah,
and you loved it.
In your 20s and you loved it so much.
It's that, that you've never gone back.
It's imprinted. No, I never had a chance. Got an apartment after that.
Hey, so you were homeless. That's different.
Well, I was playing music, of course.
That's not my choice.
Oh, Patrick.
I bet you are the adventurous one of the group, I'm guessing.
What do you mean?
The different settings, yes.
Yeah.
The most unique place you've ever made love.
I'm getting a pen.
I've always liked the parking lot, the back seat of a car in a parking lot.
Back seat of a car in a parking lot.
That's not unique.
After a gig, that's kind of fun.
What about,
Who's had a backseat of a car in a parking lot? Chrissy?
Yes, I have. But don't you need to spread out? Don't you want to stretch?
What about the front seat?
Well, that's
I have
the
to
young
stretch
man's
it out
game.
Before
Wait
I
a minute, Chrissy has a question. Who wasn't the back seat?
What about the front seat? Does
it was
that
the
count?
Front seat.
In the car.
How about the plane?
The
who's done it in a plane?
I've done it on a plane.
I've done it with my phone in airplane mode. Does that count?
Yeah, does that count?
You know what? I'm going to say yes.
Okay, yes.
Judges say...
Thank you.
Say
never
yes.
On a plane. In a plane?
No.
No. Like, Ace, you have a unique...
Twice. I did it in a... Oh, twice. Ace. Twice in a plane.
No. Twice outside.
Yeah.
One time in the loading dock of the old arena here.
Of course.
So they call it the loading dock.
A little groupie love type.
No. It was my girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going to
be unloading.
And then,
do you remember what show it was?
Metallica. Thanksgiving.
Ride the Lightning Tour.
Metallica on Thanksgiving.
Enter Sandman.
And then once on the picnic table.
Oh,
really? Behind a business.
Boy, was that family mad.
Potato salad everywhere.
Yeah. Kids are crying.
You're ruining our family reunion.
See, now I would think you would have something unique in your
there
past.
Was once at a gazebo near a golf course.
Oh.
And we could, as we,
that's
she was, it was a reverse cowgirl type situation.
Hey!
Oh,
no, keep talking.
Oh, yeah. And,
slower.
And we were watching the golfers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Four.
Yeah.
Wow. More like two and a half. Let's check in with, it's time for Allie Breen and relationship advice and relations. Maybe you're having a relationship with your relations.
Relations right now, Allie.
Yeah.
Wow, that was almost a worse intro than Tom gives me.
I know, I'm pretty proud of that. I'm trying.
That was impressive. I thought I was going to get away with not having something horrible.
Are you in your apartment contemplating going to see a man tonight? Is that what's going on?
That's all I do. I just lay around waiting about the next time I'm going to have relations.
Relations. Christy, why don't you talk to Allie and you two have a little hen party here before we get started. How's that?
Allie, how is your dating life?
I've just started texting with someone.
Oh.
That's where I'm at. Yeah.
That's how it starts nowadays. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, definitely. And it was weird because it was actually an awkward beginning because I just met this guy and everyone was standing around and he was about to leave and he kind of went to stretch. And he was like, all right, I'm going to go. And I thought he was coming in for a hug. So I just kind of hugged him. Which was so weird. And then the next day he asked for my number. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
It worked out. That's well, good. We'll see. If
so you actually met a man the old-fashioned way in real life?
Believe it or not. God. Real life. IRL.
So now on this texting thing, do you ever text anyone the two words that mean... You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
You up?
You up?
Question mark?
Is that a booty call?
Yep. Yeah.
I've texted booty calls. I don't know if I've actually said you up.
I think when a woman sends a you up is implied. It's more of a guy thing.
Like, yeah. Hi, how's your evening?
Yeah.
I'll be right over.
Exactly.
I have never heard this before.
You up?
Oh, really?
You up?
Yeah, you up.
Yeah.
I love that guys just interpret any message as a booty call.
No, that was just math.
That's me.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm coming over.
That's me.
I think I might be on board with that.
Thank you, Chip.
You text me, I'm coming over. Josh, well, we know Josh has.
Well, it depends on what the text is.
What do you mean?
But...
If I were ever texted, what was that movie we were talking about the other day? I wouldn't assume it was Come Bang Me.
Come Bang.
We're
it depends on the movie you were talking about.
Here's a new Roger Miller song. Bang Me.
Bang Me.
Over right now.
Come on over and bang me. Allie, do we have a letter today, dear?
Dear Allie, I've been faking my O's the entire time I've been with my boyfriend.
Okay.
Over a year, in parentheses. Yeah. Now, he refuses to finish until I'm taken care of, and unless I keep faking, it's just never going to happen. It's exhausting. How do I change things without telling him I've been lying to him this whole time?
Oh, you got to do this one, Josh. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never been in this situation.
Josh is the mature one, yeah.
Yeah.
Because am I going to say, you have to communicate between a
couple. You're going to have to tell him,
right from the get-go. You have to be mature and level-headed. And
this is tough.
Exchange thoughts and, yeah.
Well,
I've got a physical condition now that is preventing me from... It's taking me a while to orgasm.
Okay, Christy's going the lie
to another lie.
You know what she could say? Because she knows how to get off, presumably. She knows what would do it.
Right.
So maybe she'll just say, hey, tonight I'd like you to do this. And just give him strict instructions. Guys like that.
Yep.
I love being told, hey, now do it this way. That's the best.
Yeah, bring your friend.
But after a year, it's really going to reveal that he wasn't doing it right. Yeah.
That's okay. She doesn't have to tell him.
This is nothing like I've been doing.
Right. She doesn't have to tell him, hey, the other ones were fake.
No.
She'll just start having them for real this time.
Just move on.
Right.
I think she should go the lying route. Say she's on some medication now. That
takes her a while.
Changes the whole thing.
But she's
sure, it makes it silent for her. She's like, it still feels amazing, but now I'm just going to, you're never going to know when it's happening.
Yeah.
What?
No, not necessarily. She can just say, hey, I want to try something new. And then have him do whatever it is that can work for her. And then once it does, go, oh, I want to do that a lot. that kind of thing.
Right.
So, oh, I feel, don't lie, people.
I'm not.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm just, she shouldn't have been in this position to be.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Sad.
You're saying never lie.
No, when I'm it comes to that.
The sex, never, no woman should ever be afraid
all the time.
To
That's
tell
the problem.
Their man what they want.
Right.
That's the thing. That's,
of course not.
Go ahead, Allie. Next slide.
Well, the one other issue with this, though, is that if he's never been able to do it before, maybe he won't be able to do it now, in which case she will have to keep faking unless they have...
Any man can be taught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
What if they have some sort of physical?
Well, then that's a separate issue.
In Paris,
and I also think
seeing a professional.
Well, their jaw gets
I
tired.
Also think sometimes people are embarrassed to talk about these things.
Right.
Once it's been a year, I would assume they're very intimate and able to talk now,
yeah.
And it'd be easier.
I never thought I'd say this, but the clear thinking of Pat Godwin. What did you say, Pat?
What if your jaw gets tired?
There you go.
What if?
What if?
That's a separate letter, I think.
Yeah, that's totally different.
I think there might be a separate. And speaking of a separate letter, Allie.
Dear Allie, I've cheated on my boyfriend with my ex a lot of times.
Ooh. I thought you said chewed on.
I did too.
Well, there's some of that.
Now I heard your jaw is going to get tired.
Yeah,
with
that'll. Yeah,
thank
that.
You.
Yeah, like, don't chew. Hey, look, let's just make it a rule.
Don't
you, if you're in a relationship, don't chew on the other person.
Yeah. No teeth.
I don't think we do. We have to say that. I don't think
it's implied. It's implied.
Don't I bet there are people out there though that just chew me.
2019. We don't have to tell people. Don't. Chew
and I don't want you to just bite me. Chew.
Yes. That's a lot of biting in a row. Am I wrong on that?
It's a period of biting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Allie.
So she's cheated on her boyfriend a lot with her ex?
Yeah.
I have, cheated on my boyfriend with my ex a lot of times. He just asked me to marry him, the boyfriend, I assume, and I really love him, and I really won't cheat on him ever again.
Sure. Oh, you will.
But at the wedding, she will.
Yeah. Now it's over. I have to go to the car to put some presents away.
You know that something borrowed part?
Well, yeah.
So I'm going to borrow my ex for a while.
She continues.
Should I tell him what I did or just behave better moving forward? I don't want to lose him, but it may be better for him to hear it from me instead of possibly hearing it later from someone else.
Well, yeah, at the wedding.
The best man.
Yeah, the best man.
She wants to lose him.
During the speech.
Starting a relationship on the lie never works. So
never.
I don't know.
No. Yeah, you really messed up. Don't marry this guy. Do him a favor and break up with him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She does want to lose him or she would be cheating. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, don't marry the guy.
Right, the euphoria of getting proposed to probably makes her think she'll never cheat again.
Right.
But,
you screwed up. You lost a good guy. You need to break up with him. Let this guy off the hook. You're kind of a
I've got a feeling.
You're a bad person.
Yeah.
You're a horrible person.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree.
No, they're going to get married. Yeah.
She'll marry him.
And
I guarantee it.
They seek advice for this, too. She knows that she's
already
a bad person.
Got a hook in him, and she's going to.
Get back together with your ex, for God's sake.
There you go. What's you like him so much.
Yeah.
And then that never works. And then
on
all the
that's
excitement.
And then cheat on your husband. No, wait a minute. If I get this backwards, okay, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, that's I can't help you with this.
You know the answer. You just have to be quiet, and you'll hear it.
How Buddhist of you,
David Carradine.
One time.
Yeah, but it wasn't one time though.
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of times makes a difference. But would you say if it was one time, she should just let it lie.
Depends on how recent it was.
Yeah,
it was like right when they got together. It's a different. I would say.
Did she say she does it all the time?
Yeah,
she does a lot. Yeah.
No, she does not need to be marrying.
And she doesn't want to be married. Clearly,
no.
Yeah. She just doesn't want to lose this guy who's probably a good dude.
Right.
Right.
You're selfish. You're greedy. You're a greedy woman.
Right. How
I said it.
You
too.
You're a horrible person.
No, I'm not saying that. But you are.
But she does. She wants her cake and eat it too. You can't have it that way.
Why would you have a cake and not eat it?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Dissect the saying.
You've said something today that has changed my life.
Why? That's the worst saying ever. Of course you're going to have a cake and of course you're going to eat it.
I can have a cake and not eat it.
Really?
But don't get. Tell her not to get married. Okay.
What's our next letter?
Dear Allie, my girlfriend wants to move in with me, but she's allergic to dogs. I love my dog and I don't want to get rid of him, but if my relationship can't move forward this way, is that what I have to do?
Well, I mean, I've had this situation. My ex-husband was allergic to dogs. He moved in and he got used to it. He just took medicine and it was fine.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they even tried. Exactly. Seriously. There's a lot of solutions.
There are
a
lot of solutions now for this.
Use your head. Next.
That was angry.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.